Good evening, everybody. Just Kay again. I noticed a discussion on your career path or your chosen career path, and I thought I would tell you about mine. At the moment, I am currently unemployed, but I volunteer, and they say that volunteering gives you experience to help you eventually gain long-term employment. So I volunteer for the local society for the blind, My Sight, Nottinghamshire, for those of you who haven't heard it. I started volunteering there in 2009. I was living with a couple of friends at the time, and one of them recommended the local society to me, and they said, and she said, they are looking for volunteers. You're fairly new to the area. It might give you a chance to meet people, so why not get involved? And I rang the volunteer coordinator at the time, and I explained my situation. I said, I'm fairly new to the area. I'm living here. I am totally blind. I am looking to volunteer. Is there anything you can offer me? And they said, what are you interested in? So I said, I like answering the phones, being on reception, that kind of thing. And she said, well, why don't you come in for a chat and we'll have a talk and see what we can do. So I went in there, and the lady was very, very nice, very approachable. We had a bit of a chat. I explained some of my circumstances to her, and she explained more about the society and what they did. And it was agreed that I would start volunteering there. So in 2009, I began volunteering. At first, when I got there, I started volunteering helping with the mail outs. So stuffing envelopes, putting things in, stamping them, sealing the envelopes, putting them in the post bags, getting them ready to be sent out to the people on the database. So that's how I started, literally at the bottom. Doing the mail outs. And then they said, we hear you're interested in being on reception, i.e. answering the phones and taking messages. And I said, yes, I am. So we arranged for me to observe somebody who was in that role, which I did, and eventually I started answering the phones, and I've been doing it now. Started in 2009, it's now 2014, and I'm still there. I'm still on reception, I still answer the phones, I still help with mail out when needed. Not as much as I used to, I'm more of a reception volunteer, but that's how I come to do what I do now. I'm a volunteer, and I'm very proud to be one as well. At the minute, employment wouldn't really suit the way my lifestyle is, so volunteering is as and when needed. Which suits me down to the ground at the moment. Eventually, I do hope to gain full-time employment, but for now, I'm happy doing what I do. I love helping people who are in the same position as me. Some calls range from, can you put me through to so-and-so? I need a new talking watch. Some phone calls are, what services do you do out? What services do you offer? What day trips do you run? Etc. And others are emotional phone calls. Some people purely want to ring up and have a chat, and I'm not qualified in counselling or anything like that, but I do think it's important to listen to people, and that's part of my role, and I take phone calls and I listen and I try and offer some kind of support, just a listening ear really. I don't give advice, but I do certainly listen, and the calls are kept confidential, so I don't mention any names, etc. And I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. So you can do things. You can volunteer. I'm totally blind, as I've said. It is possible. So the local society for the blind, where you are, might be a good starting point in terms of a place to volunteer. So I thoroughly recommend it, and I wouldn't give up for the world. So those are my thoughts anyway, and I will be back with more very soon.